Hi everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Control and Humanity. I'm your host Simone, and I'm so excited to dive into today's topic. For the past couple episodes, we've been going through the theme of living in a digital age, and today's talking point is looking at the double-edged sword of connection. In today's world, our digital lives shape almost every aspect of who we are and how we interact with one another. On one hand, technology has given us the ability to stay connected across oceans, find information almost instantly, and create communities in ways that were once unimaginable. This digital space opens doors for creativity, innovation, and diversity of voices that once would have been silenced. But what does this constant connectivity really mean for us as humans? We live in an age where scrolling on our devices has become almost as routine as breathing, and in doing so, we find ourselves more isolated than ever. While we can share moments online, is the sharing really real? Or just curated versions of ourselves? In today's podcast, let's explore how digital life is both enriching and at sometimes consuming. We'll dive into the balance between the convenience of the digital world and the need to reconnect with the physical one through stories of
Calvino's idea of quickness is essentially about getting across a point in an efficient manner without losing its initial meaning. But here we're focusing on how it applies in a digital sense. With platforms like Instagram, WhatsApp, Skype, and more, we've gotten used to quick and clear communication. And as technology has advanced, we're seeing even faster and more responsive tools like Google, Wikipedia, and even now the rise of AI. But here's where this metaphorical double-edged sword starts to come in. This quickness and accessibility can lead to the oversimplification of ideas. When we and users start taking information for what it is, we risk losing the depth and even the ability to truly understand the information we're looking for. Noble points out how even a search engine like Google can show biased results, especially when it comes to the portrayal of women of color. Though the thing is, we need to remember that technology is man-made, and it carries the biases of its creators, even if the aim is neutrality. And when we just trust the media without questioning it, we run into big problems, like reinforcing stereotypes that shape our views of the world in misleading ways. And I think because of how caught up we are in modern technology, we don't see how deeply it's affecting how we perceive people, issues, and cultures, and how easily it's making us as users to become shallow and spread harmful biases which affects how we connect in both a digital and real world sense. And as we close out, I'm urging you all to ask yourselves, are we sacrificing meaningful and deep connections for the convenience of the digital world?